This is KWBU-FM. Next month, Waco will become a hub for all things cinema, as Deep in the Heart Film Festival is set to kick off. The festival is in its first year. It will be a scene full of young filmmakers hoping to get their big break and movie lovers looking to catch a weekend full of film. KWBU's Carlos Morales sat down with the festival's co-founder, Lewis Hunter, to talk about what people can expect.
When Lewis Hunter and Samuel Thomas took their short film Moving Day on the festival circuit, they learned some lessons, namely about film and about festivals. But Hunter says they also walked away, inspired to start their own film festival in Waco.
It was a valuable learning experience going on to the festival circuit like that. For one, it's a great way of traveling. As a filmmaker, to be able to take your product and bring it to a new place, a new audience, and be able to share it with them, that's why you make movies to begin with, is to be able to share with the audience. But personally, just to be able to take in all the different areas of the country and be able to experience those things. And one thing that we've seen everywhere, which I think is pretty universal, is that people love movies. You know, people love stories. They love to hear great storytelling. And that's what we wanted to bring to Waco, is this idea of community and this idea of storytelling.
And when you were getting ready to kind of brainstorm and get the idea for the festival up and running, you reached out to some other people who had set up their own festivals. And what advice did they give you, and what did you kind of have to just figure out on your own?
As a first-time filmmaker who's sending out his stuff, it can be really intimidating because you're sending stuff to Austin, you're sending stuff to, you know, LA and New York, and you think, oh my gosh, how am I going to get these things? And then when you do get there, you realize, man, this is just another guy who likes films as much as I do. So you develop a relationship with them, you get to know them, you get a friendship with them. And so it was easy for us to go to these other festival directors and say, hey, I think I'm crazy enough to do this. Tell me what I need to know. And so, yeah, hopefully we've learned from other people's mistakes. Of course, we're going to make our own, and that probably won't be apparent until after the festival. But that's just going to say that we're going to have a better year in year two. But hey, year one's going to be outstanding to begin with. So,
and so to talk about the festival, the tagline for it is heartwarming, heartbreaking, and heart-stopping.
Yes. So we have this whole idea of deep in the heart, and this is the heart of Texas. And we are right around Valentine's Day. So this idea of heart and this theme of heart kept on coming up again. And for us, it was really easy to incorporate to the films that we selected. We do have films that are going to be heartwarming. We have comedies and dramas that are really going to hit you right in the chest. And then we're going to have films that are really exciting. Our horror block has some outstanding films. One of them is Oscar qualified. And we also have heartbreaking films, too. We have dramas that are really going to get you. So, yeah, some blocks are going to make you cry. Some blocks are going to make you laugh. Some blocks are going to make you scream. And we have even have one block, I think, that make you do all three.
So to go back to the submissions y'all received, the festival opened submissions last summer, and it's received films from all over the country and even one from France, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about, I guess, the local response? I know there's a couple films you'll be showing, Blur Circle and The Tenor, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some great local submissions. We have some fantastic submissions from all over Texas. I mean, people think about the two coasts when they think about filmmaking, and you should not discount Texas. And really, Oklahoma, as much as I hate to say it, they have a very vibrant film community. So we have a lot of submissions coming in from Dallas, from Houston, from Austin, of course, but a lot from the Oklahoma community. Specifically, we have The Tenor, which was shot in Waco. We have We Can't Forget Vietnam, which was produced in Waco through KWTX. And we have Blur Circle. The film itself is fantastic. It's shot all around Waco, so if you do come Thursday night for our opening night feature, it'll be a joy to watch just because it's a touching film, but then there are little elements of, oh my gosh, I know that place. Like, oh, that's the Target parking lot. I know that Target parking lot. And there's little elements of little hints of Waco all throughout it. So it's a joy to watch for a local filmmaker.
And I'm wondering how you see yourself and the festival as a whole. What's your role in getting the city to really promote its arts and culture sectors?
Well, people often ask me why I started the film festival, why anyone would want to do this. And for me, it's always been a love of our community and a love of filmmaking. So hopefully this is a good combination of both. I am a filmmaker myself. I love making films. I love watching films. I love the spirit of independent film, to say that I can do this and I don't have to have a Hollywood budget to tell a great story.
Well, Lewis, thank you for talking to KWBU today.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, we hope to see you and everyone listening at the Deep in the Heart Film Festival at the Waco Hippodrome, February 16th through the 19th.